We welcome you inside the studio. Dave Spadaro here, joined by Tony Pauline, our draft insider. The Senior Bowl, Tony, is finished. Mobile, Alabama returns to its calm, very quaint state. And now we turn our attention ahead to, of course, the Combine next month. Tony Pauline, let's talk about some of the winners from the Senior Bowl. I know you enjoyed your time down there. And from an Eagles perspective, a lot of help needed on defense. Who stood out to you at the Senior Bowl week?
I thought some of the defensive linemen really had good weeks. Start with Jonathan Jenkins of Georgia. We all know he's a talented guy, and I think he surprised people because he was even more athletic than a lot of scouts thought. I mean, the guy was 359 pounds when he weighed in, but he moves with cat-like quickness. He's not just a defensive lineman that occupies the blocks, occupies the gaps, but he can change direction and get outside the line of scrimmage. You know, as I said on Eagles.com during many of the interviews, we know he has this talent. It's just a matter of him applying it on an every-down basis. So if you're looking for an interior tackle, he stood out. I thought Sylvester Williams of North Carolina really picked it up towards the end of the week. There's another guy that can play on the nose. He can play defensive tackle. He's another prospect, too. You know, he's more than just a gap occupier. He shoots, penetrates behind the line of scrimmage. He's a better-than-average pass rusher, and he has a lot of skill. He does really play with that intensity that Jenkins doesn't. So those were the two offensive linemen I thought really stood out. I thought Brandon Williams of Missouri Southern and Montori Hughes of Tennessee Martin were two small school linemen that also had productive weeks.
Tony, I guess what people kind of follow the Senior Bowl, it's not the combine, obviously. How many first-round draft picks, potentially, did we see in Mobile?
I'm going to say right now it's going to be about five. The two guys I mentioned, Jonathan Jenkins, Sylvester Williams, I think Eric Fisher, the offensive tackle from Central Michigan, really elevated his stock. He was probably a late first-rounder going into the process. He leaves the Senior Bowl as a top 15 pick. I think Ezekiel Ansah of BYU, the big defensive end, former track star who came to BYU from the country of Ghana, I think he established himself as a first-round pick. I also think Lane Johnson, the offensive lineman from Oklahoma, former tight end who did a tremendous job on the left side in pass protection drills. I think he probably solidified, as far as I'm concerned, solidified himself as a late first-round pick.
Eagles fans want to know this, Tony. They're sitting here with the number four pick. It's 3 months away. Any of the players you mentioned, John Jenkins, any of these players, somebody you'd consider at number four?
No. I mean, maybe Fisher, if Luke Jokel isn't there, but I think Fisher at four is a reach. None of the quarterbacks there really established themselves that you're going to take them that early in the draft. Geno Smith wasn't there. So I think, you know, the Eagles may be looking at guys in the, from the Senior Bowl rounds 2, 3, 4, and 5. I highly doubt that they left Mobile thinking that they found their fourth pick of the draft at the Senior Bowl.
You mentioned quarterbacks. A good segue, Tony. Let's talk about the prospects in Mobile. Again, not first-round draft picks necessarily, but some players who a little bit of buzz created last week.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they all had their moments, but I don't think any of them, you know, delivered the knockout blow as we've seen in the past with, you know, Phillip Rivers or David Carr or Carson Palmer, even Donovan McNabb, you know, the way he performed in 1998. E.J. Manuel's the most physically gifted of all the quarterbacks. He has the ability to make all the throws in the pocket. On the move, he has the ability to pick up yardage with his legs, which is all important now these days in the, you know, those pistol offense, and I'm sure something Chip Kelly's going to want to look for. But he's too erratic. He's very inconsistent. He had a good game, threw some beautiful passes, but there are other times you wonder, you know, who his intended target is because he's so far off the mark. Mike Glennon, I think, did well in scrimmage, or did well in drills, but, you know, that's made for Mike Glennon. The one-on-ones, the seven-on-sevens, that's where he's going to stand out because he has the arm to make all the passes. You know, as we saw a little bit during the game, and if you were down there during full scrimmage, when there was pressure in his face, all of a sudden, you know, Mike Glennon started to fold. He holds the ball too long, doesn't make good decisions, and that is an issue. Ryan Nassib of Syracuse, he also played well at times, but then, you know, his timing was off. He threw some bounce passes. He had some technical things that he has to work on. Same thing with Tyler Wilson, who looks like a solid West Coast timing quarterback. I don't think he has the arm for the vertical game. They all had good things about them. I just don't think that any of them, any of the scouts came out and think that, you know, this guy's a definite first rounder. We're going to have to grab him around one or trade up to get him.
Tony, final thing, if you have a draft board, which I presume you always do, give me your first five guys.
My number one guy right now would be DeMontre Moore of Texas A&M, a guy who's a lot of Von Miller in his game. He can play defensive end. He can play outside linebacker, the junior. After him would be Star Lutulele of Utah, defensive tackle, who can also line up on the nose. Number three is Jarvis Jones of Georgia, the outside linebacker, assuming he's healthy, a guy who really has turned into a complete player at the linebacker position. Number four is Bourne Werner of Florida State, another underclassman, terrific 4-3 defensive end. And then the offense makes its first appearance at number five with Luke Jokel of Texas A&M, the left tackle who I'm sure Eagle fans are getting themselves well acquainted with.
Can Luke play right tackle?
Maybe in time. I mean, he's much better pass protector than he is a run blocker. His run blocking strength is basically average, where his pass protection skills are tremendous. So if you're going to draft Luke Jokel, you're going to draft him primarily as a blindside protector.
Okay. Hey, Tony, we will be checking in with you many, many times between now and, of course, the week of the draft. Tony Pauline, we thank you for joining us here on Eagles Live.